See, now it says, Kol ha'asum l'gabi mizbeach, anything that's also to the mizbeach. So Amar Rav, Kol ha'asum l'gabi mizbeach, v'lodisei mutorim. That's what says in the Mishnah, that even though the Kabon is that they themselves is possible for Korban, but if they give birth, the Vlad is kosher for Korban. But Tony Lo learned on this, for Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer says, no, it's also, that the Vlad of a treifa, it says in the Mishnah, it's also. So Mor explains, what's the machlokes? So Amar Rav Huna Bachinana, Amar Rav Nachman, that machlokes, where's the machlokes over here? She'ivru ulivsoif nirvu. So it comes out, not only machlokes by treif that we have in our Mishnah, but according to his brayta, it's a machlokes in all of them. All these vlodos of the are ones that are surim, that according to Rav Lezer, the vlad is also. So Rav Huna says like this, the machlokes is she'ivru, that first the behemoth became pregnant, ulivsoif nirvu, then a man lived with her. The Rav Lezer saw about uba yerech imayu, that uba the fetus and saw it like part of the mother. Therefore, it's considered like the man lived with the kid also. Therefore, the kid becomes also. For Rabban and Savrino, lav yerech imayu, that the kid is not considered attached to the mother. So therefore, it's only considered like the man lived with the mother, not with the kid. Therefore, the vlad of the nirva here is mutter for korban. But what's going to be avo nirvo? Let's say first the man lived with the behemoth. Then the behemoth became pregnant. The rihakam mutarim, everybody, even the blessed would hold that it's muta, because here it's called holy in zevah zegarim, and he holds zevah zegarim is muta. Like the lechatchila, you didn't live with the kid; you only lived with the mother. Now the mother became pregnant later, so it's a shalom zevah zegarim that they both hold it's muta. Rava says no. Machloikis kishe nirvu olibsayf ivru. The machlokes in the Mishnah, the machlokes in the Brayis of Dafki, where first the man lived with the behema, and then she became pregnant. So Rav Lezer saw v'zev is a gerim also. Listen, the mother is also for korban. Now she becomes pregnant with another behema, with a zocher. So true, with zev is there, it's the father and the mother that causes the kid. But since the mother is possible for korban, that still goes over to the kid also. Therefore, Rav Lezer holds the vlad, the kid is also for korban. For Abon and Savri know, Zev is Zegurim is Mutta, that since the father is Mutta for Korban, who within the kid is also Mutta for Korban. Avo, but Rav holds, what would be in the case of Ivru, or of Saif Nivru, that first the baby was pregnant, and now a man lives with her? The Teret said, the Pshat is Divri Hakla Surim, everybody hold that it's also. Why? For Rav, the time Rav goes according to his own time, the Yom Rav, Rav said, Vlad Nirvas Asura, that the kid of a behemoth that was nirvah, that a man lived with, the vlad is also mutter for korban. What's the svara? He yuvlad in nirvo, that when the man lived with her, it's called he lived with the kid also, because yod, yuvah yerechimayu, and vlad nagachas also, if a pregnant cow did damage, killed somebody, so the kid is also chayv misa. Why? He yuvlad in nachu, it's still that they both did the damage together, therefore it's also. So that's what Rebbe learns here. The machlokes is only kishet nirvu v'yachakach nisavru. She came pregnant later. But in the case where she was pregnant first and the man lived with her, pshita both are also. Lishnach in another lashon is like this. Amri lo, omarav huna bachinano, omarav nachman, machlokes, where's the machlokes? She nirvu kishet mukdoshim. The machlokes is when they were nirvu kishet mukdoshim. So it could be now that a man lived with the behema when the behema was already a korban, and then later gave birth and later became pregnant. To Rav Lezer, sava bizo milsa. It's a terrible thing would happen. So therefore, the mice of the vlad becomes also. For a bon and savri loy, that doesn't make it also, because it's a korban already. Avo nirvu gishen chulin. But let's say a man lived with the behema when it was chulin. Hoyel v'yishtani devrihakom utarim. Everybody holds now that you were nirvu with the mother when she was chulin. Then later, if somebody's makdishit, so then it gives birth later, avada that kid would be muta, because it's called ishtanui. And Rav Amano, Rav Amar Rav Nachman, machloikis kishen nirvu kishen chulin. Machloikis only when the man lived with the behemoth, when the behemoth was the chulin. Rav Lezer sava biza milsa, something terrible to live with the behemoth, therefore even later when you makdishit, still it's also. Reborn in Savri, Hoyo Vishtani Mutorim. Ava Nirvu Kishem Mekdoshim. But if the man lived with him as Mekdoshim, Tiviakla Surim, that everybody hold that's also. That even the Vlad that's born later, even though the mother first becomes pregnant later, it would be also. The Machlokes is only if the man lived with the Behemoth, it was a Chulin. So, it was Chulin, and then somebody was Makdish to Behemoth. So even though it's possible for a korban, put to a makdashit. And now later, if the mother gives birth, so that's the machlokes. That one says the kid is still mutter. Because the bizoyim was done to chulin, and now it's nishtano, came with the kochim. Since it was nishtano, the psul doesn't travel over. But in the case, it were nirvu kashem udash, first you were makdish to behema, and then the man lived with it, that's the bizoyim to this kochim right now, then different hakalasu, everybody would agree, even though it gives birth later, that vlad would be also. So that's the way this Bryce learns here, that the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar is not only by Vlad Trefa, but even by all other sharp Sulam also. Now we have in our mission of Vlad Trefa, special Machlokes, that Rabbi Elazar here was holding the Flam and Aleph from an Aleph. That Rabbi Elazar holds the Vlad Trefa is no good. He is now said by Vlad Trefa. It's supposed to say this, Laman Diyoma Trefa, Yoldov, Yoldov Trefa could give birth, Vishkachas Lakagoyin, Shenitrefa, first of all, became a Trefa, then I became pregnant, and that's the machlokes in the Mishnah, whether this kid could be used for a korban or not. The Rebbe says, so since the mother is a treifa, and even though the father is a kosherim, but zev is a ger mezosa. Rabbanan Savri, no, zev is a ger mezmuta. That since the father is also a ger and he's muta, even though the mother is a treifa, Rabbanan hold here, zev is a ger mezmuta. Therefore, they hold that the vlad treifa is muta. That's the Yod according to Man Yom, that a Treifa could give birth. But this really is a Machlokes in the Gemara and Chulin, whether a Treifa could give birth or not. So Rashi explains when it says now, Zev is a Gurim, for Lekel of Flug, you can't say they argue, for you be Erechimahu. Elim came Ibru, if she first came pregnant, Rechakach Nitrefa. To Hosom, Laman Diyom, Erechu. Ira had Treifa the Gufa, the Treifa's happened with the kid itself. Avel Hecha, the Nitrefa, well, let's say first the mother became a Treifa. You can't say she has a tzad heter, the kid right now. In other words, the fact the mother was a treifa already and then became pregnant, that's not a psula on the kid itself. So the only tzad could be right now else zev zegurim. Zev was totally in zev zegurim. So Rashi explains why, because in the case where she was nitrifa first and then she became pregnant, so even though the mother attacked as a treifa, that psul should go over, but there's the father involved. If you hold Zev Zagurim as Mutta, it will be Mutta. See if the Machlokes here is in Zev Zagurim. See if you learn a Treifa could give birth, it's very good, that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Whether Zev Zagurim is also a Mutta. But Laman, the Yom Treifa, ain't a Chayu or any Yoledz. If you don't know a Behemoth that's a Treifa, it can't give birth anymore. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah then? So Mishkachas, it must be like this. For going to Ibra, the Machlokes is then there that the mother was pregnant first. Well, the Pshat Nitrefa, after she was pregnant, then she became a Treifa. Now she could give birth. So what's the machlokes? What pligi? Yablezes sabar uba yerachimihu. Uber is called yerachimai. So therefore, since the mother became a treifa now, the treifa is like chal upon the uber also. So therefore, as uba yerachimu, the treifa is chal upon the kid also, the fetus also. For Rabbanan Savri, no, uba lav yerachimihu. The uber, the fetus, is not called part of the mother. So even though the mother became a treifa, the yisus is only upon the mother. But the kid, Lamaisa, there's no treifas chal on the kid itself. It's a shalim. So therefore, the kid is kosher for korban. That's the machlokes. What do you say, uba yerachim or not? Amar Rav Huna Funa says, moidim chachom the Rebbe Elazar, chom agri to Rebbe Elazar, that befroyach beitzas treifa. Yeah, befroyach, that's the young birds. Beitzas treifa, a young bird that hatched from a beitz, an egg that came out of an oif that was a treifa. Shosa, that this befroyach, the chick is also us, even the chum agree to Rebbe Elazar. Why my timer? Ah, can let pliga let Rebbe Elazar when the chum argue in Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah by Behema, that even though the mother is a treifa, the yold on the vlad is no psal treifa, ele bevlad behema. Only on the vlad of a behema, the fetus of the kid of a behema, the miavira korabi. Because in the kid, like, even the case that we just said, where the mother was pregnant first, and then the mother became a treifa, the treifa the chum says is not chal upon the kid, because the kid is not called ubi yerachimai, and therefore the kid is called by itself. And the pshat is the Gemara says now the meavira karabi, that there's space, there's ear there. Rashi says that vlad b'meimai, the fetus inside the mother's stomach, ain't the odik begufa, is not really attached to the goof of the behema. Elotola biyavir, it's like hanging in the ear there. So therefore, the kid is not called part of the mother, therefore the yis is not chal upon the mother. The yis of treif is not chal upon the fetus. Avo Batigmor says the beitzas treifa, the egg that comes out from a treifa, migufa the tanagolas karabi, grows inside the body of the tanagol, the chicken, like it's attached to it, it's adik in it. So therefore, afilu rabbanim, even rabbanim would agree that this egg that comes out from the treifa has an issa treifa on it, and therefore the afrech that grows, the hatches, the chick that comes out of this is also asur for korban. On this, that's what Rav Huna said. Oh, Malay Rav, well, Rav Huna, so Rav says about Rav Huna, Tanya de Misayim Loch, first I'll bring you proof. Tanya, I'll bring you proof to Misayim who learns like you. It says like this, Alocha, Molay Tarvud Rima, if you have a spoonful of worms, full of worms, Habo Miyotim Chai, came out of a person, worms that came out of a person, and the person right now was still alive, and Rashi says, and then he died. So Reb Lezer Mitam, Reb Lezer holds that these worms have now a Tumas Mace on it. But of course, it's called part of the Yodam. The Chachamim Mitar, the Chachamim say, no, it's Torah. They hold now that the worms is not called as part of the Mace. And therefore, the Chachamim hold that it's Torah. Rashi holds, Rashi says, Tomei, the goof for you. V'yadkan le'polig le'd Rabbonin, yeah. And the Gemara says, Adkan le'polig Rabbonin le'y ele berima. They only argue by these worms. The Pirsha Biyamu. Because worms are not really called like part of the body of the person. The worms is only like a discharge. So therefore the Chum say that the worms is not like the mace itself. But an egg that comes out of this, the tanagol, that was a treifum, but by the bird that was a treifum, the miguf for the tanagol, so it comes out of the goof, the body of the bird, after the Rabbanan might, even the Rabbanan would agree, that it has the same malacha like the bird, the mother itself, and where the mother was a treifa, about the Yisra treifa would be chal upon the chick also, the egg also. Oh, Malay Abai, Abai said back to Rav, no. Oh, Malay Abai, Adar Rabba, just the opposite, Ifcha Mistar, with the Svara, just the opposite, Fekel, will be a stira, Akasha to Rav, no. The Svara is just the opposite. And like this, Ad Kan Le Plig Rav Lezio Lad Rabbonin. When did Rav Lezio argue on Rabbonin and say that this spoonful of the worms of a person, of the body of a person, has tumas mes on it, el barima, only by worms that came out of the person himself. The ikre odem michaim rima, that a person himself is called a worm. The seer of the pasuk says, v'tikvas enosh rina, uven odem talach, that a person acts like a big bagaivanik, it says that he's also like a worm, son of a man, like a worm. Avagabe beitza, but by the egg, amos godlo, when does the egg grow by a young bird? When does it grow? Lechi misricho, only after the egg itself, like first becomes, like sircha means first, like rots away, becomes rotten. Lechi yisricho, and once the egg first becomes rotten away, is offer biyamu. It's only called efer, it's called like dust. So therefore, the chick that comes out, like, is not called coming out from the mother. It's called like what came out of the mother, the egg itself becomes like dust, and now it's created by itself. Therefore, the Yisur is Paka. It's like dust biyama, therefore the chicken that comes out, Havada would be Mutter. And therefore, I feel the Reb Lezer Moida, that by a chicken, by the egg, that what grows out from the egg would be Mutter, there'd be no Issa. So we have just the opposite of Rav Huna. For Yoid also, Tanya, we learn clearly like this. We are Tanya Behedja. That Moid, the Reb Lezer agreed to Chachamim, be a Freyach Beitza. The chicken that grows out of an egg, Trefa, from the mother was a Trefa, Shemuta. That this chicken is Mutter. So you see clearly, not like Rav Huna's Svara. And the Svara is because the egg first, like, rots away, becomes rotten. So therefore, the Easter is Paka, like Ofer, and what comes out of it is Mutter. Omulai said back to Menachnami, Tanya Tanya, if you learn like this clearly, so very good, I'll agree to you that the Afroyach of a Beitza, the Afroyach Beitza, everybody holds this Mutter. Then it says in the Mishnah, Chalina ben Atignasay Mekshera, a Kashra Behema that was yearning that nursed from a Trefa, so the Behema becomes puzzled. My time, what's the reason? Lame, if you want to tell me the Fatma Minor because it became fatter because of the Trefa, Elamiyat, if so, Hechilo Kashinya Avodizorah, take your animal, and you feed it stam food from an Avodizorah. Hochin Amad Yasiri, you want to say the animal becomes us? Like, so what? So what are the Galubits food from it? But the animal itself is still Mutter. So here also, just because it was yonik from a treifa, that should make it also. So my answer is, Ela rather Toni Rabbi Chanina, Tritoyi Kaima de Rabbi Yechanan, could go in the cases here, Shenika Cholav Roseach, that this ksheru, this animal ksheru, used to drink the milk out of this behemoth treifa, mishachos to shachos, meaning every single morning. Since from the drink of milk that it drank in the morning, it's possible to have enough nourishment for the whole day, so it comes out the whole nourishment of this behemoth came from this treifa. So in this case, that's what John the Mishnah, that's where Rabbi Chanina holds, that the behemoth is also considered a treifa. Since the whole nourishment it got all its life was only from the behemoth treifa, it also has the psul treifa on it. It's also be possible for a korban. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol hakotchim shenasa treifa in poidim, can be poided with the kolovin." We know in the middle, how do we know? The Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Tizbach, you let a shecht of psulim amakdashim, because after you poided it, after the behemoth became up, after the korban became a balmum, you could redeem it. What can you do with it now? Tizbach shecht it. We darshim v'lo gizi, not let a shear off the wool. For your chalt, it says, "Lo leklovecha, you could either not give it to your kolovin." Basar only could use the meat. V'lo cholov, you can't use the milk. You can't milk it. Because here we learn out from this pasuk, shein poidim es hakodeshim lachilim leklovim, like where the korban became a balmum, and now it's a treifa that you're not allowed to eat it yourself, so you can't be poid of it, because you're not allowed to be poid the kodeshim to give it to your dog. It says gechalt, you have to be able to eat it. He could hear me something like this. The pasuk says tizbach v'yachalt. It's one drasha. Ein lucha ben heter el mishas zvicha v'elach. Means only after the behem is dead, after the zvicha, then you're allowed to use it. In other words, it's only Bika Nisa, you can't have the geese or the milk you can't use. But once it's made, you can do whatever you want with it. There's no reason not to give it to a caliph. So this Rosh holds, Kesava, this time holds Kesava, yes, not like our Mishnah, but they'll hold. Poidim is the Kodeshim Nachlil Naklovim. You are allowed to be Poidim HaKodeshim, even though it means to give it to Klovim. So Kitsa, Din of our Mishnah, like as Machlokes, had a dash in this Pasuk. Is the Pasuk of Yechalt is saying, V'loy L'Klovecha? Or else, no, there's no trust for L'loy L'Klovecha. You could even be paid to it, even if you have to give it to your klofen. Even though it's a treifa, according to the sheet, you'll be able to be paid to it. All right, we'll stop here.